Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 19 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 20 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 20 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 20 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 20 degrees. Updated weather. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 21 degrees. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 21 degrees. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Snow. 22 degrees. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Snow. 21 degrees. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Good morning. 0900 hours. Snow. 23 degrees. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Good morning. 1000 hours. Snow. 24 degrees. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. Good morning, 1100 hours. Cloudy. 25 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours, cloudy, 25 degrees. Good afternoon, 1300 hours, cloudy, 30 degrees.
Repeaters, and they're all linked, so I just was curious.
VHF hub connected to sentence.
Okay, well, that's definitely new to me. I did not know that these were linked. But, yeah, man, looking forward to the next QSO. Have a great day, and I'll be looking for you again. 73 from N8XWT.
NHXWT, K8ICB, I am standing by.
ICB, I'm here in a station pinging into the repeater, but no modulation. So you're hitting the repeater, but not enough to talk on it.
This is K8MGM. K8MGM, K8ICB.
Okay, hey, Bob. I didn't know if I'd make that repeater. I'm on my account. Coming all right?
You sure are. Yeah, are you on your base?
Yeah, affirmative. Yes, I am. Sure. Yeah. What radio am I on?
Well, you're closer to it than I am.
So you are at GTH.
Yes, I'm at home.
I just went out and plowed the driveway.
Yeah, I just did my minimal, what I do to get out of the house, snow shoveling. And the snow plow just came by, I heard it.
Yeah, the garbage man just came by, and then the delivery guy just pulled in right after I finished plowing. This guy was actually taller than I was.
Amazing. How tall are you?
6'4". This guy had to be at least 6'8".
Wow. Yeah, 6'4", that's up there. A little.
I'm hearing myself my last two or three words after I unkeyed.
Same here, it depends on the repeater. Yeah, I hear it on this one.
Okay, so I'll make sure it wasn't just me.
All right, Mark, I'm going to start winding down here and finish my few little things and get my acting gear and go lay down and sit there and nod off for a little bit.
QSL, all right, K8MGM, I will be clearing your final.
K8MGM, K8ICB, and I will be somewhere on the 2 meter on the way to work now that I can do it in the car. So 6-ish, and between 6 and 7, I'll be available. All right, have a good one. K8ICB, QRT.
TOTDIS. VHF hub connected to sentence 78.
ACP, any copy out there?
K0ACP, I think that was the call sign. November 8, Hotel India Sierra.
November 8, Hotel, I'm sorry you got stepped on at the last bit, but yeah, I was just checking to see if I could hit the repeater, the, I guess, Guilford or Bay City repeater from here in Eatonville, Michigan.
You're doing very well. This is November 8th, Hotel India, Sierra. Pete from Bay City, you're sounding great.
QSL, November 8th, Hotel India, Sierra. I was just checking this for a friend. I'll be clear. This is K0ACP. Thank you very much for that mic check.
You're welcome. And this is N8HIS mobile, by the way. So I think you're hitting the repeater good.
Can you try it again, Art?
know his call sign.
Hey, Eric, can you try it again for Meadville? I'm looking at the boulder now. I wasn't looking when I was on the phone. I heard you at the last minute there, and I didn't see what you had for a signal strength. Can you try it again for Meadville? KB8SWR.
This is K0ACP calling KD0RMK. Any copy out there, Rick?
I'll jump in here, Art. Is that on a handheld or a mobile, or what are you using, or base station? What are you using right now?
Right now I'm on my Kenwood 710. It's attached to a Comet antenna up about 20 feet. It's the same one I have at my home QTH, and it's a 50-watt mobile. Let's see. And it's putting out 50 watts. So, is this Jeff?
Can you low power?
Ooh, now you're asking me to do things I'm not certain I know how. Let me see if I can figure that out real quick.
Okay, no problem. Yeah, I was just watching the motor. I tried to holler at you before. Caught you still in there. I was on the phone and tried to get my note turned over so I could talk here. But yeah, you're making it there. You're actually making the main site as well, which is in Guilford.
Hey, Jeff, when you're done, I want to ask you a couple questions. KB8OOE.
Yeah, that'll cost you. Are you got credit card handy?
I'm so broke, all I put out is my breath, and I suck half of it right back in.
Oh, man. I'm thinking he's looking for his power sitting on his radio. Some of them radios, you got to jump through the menus to find stuff. I don't like them.
No, I get it. I'm looking out the window here. It looks like I got some ice dams I got to go take care of. This is not good.
We get it figured out. Just jump in there. No problem. Yeah, I got some ice dams on my blaze roof, too, and I don't know what to do about them. Redoing it. Got the ceiling all tore out, but spray foamed, and it's an issue until we get the drywall up. I mean,
if you got it ventilated and then you don't have it insulated and it's open, they'll do that for sure. I run residential commercial for years when I was a kid, and this shouldn't be a problem on this particular house. And I blew all the gutters out and the downspout and everything in the fall. Let's see if he comes back, and then I'll bang you with a question if he doesn't figure out how to turn it up and down.
Yeah, I guess it doesn't matter. I wonder if he'd be able to get in from his HT outside or something, too. I don't know. Just doing some range checking, some ideas. I'll go ahead with your question. If you figure it out, you can go ahead and jump back in between, but go ahead and ask your question.
Yeah, I'm leaving Squelchtail along. the first one is, we get those loops where it'll repeat over and over and over, and I'm making the assumption that the Ka-chunk filter is doing part of it, but I'm wondering if it's the voter setup that's doing it, or is, you think somebody's got a crossband repeat rig going or something? I'm kind of wondering about that one first. That's the first question.
Somebody, I guess, has got too much time and is that much of a jackass that, you know, is doing it. It's being looked into. We're
we're getting close, but that's about all I want to say at this point. But yeah, that's intentional.
Okay, I've done a few things. I got the guy. He's dead now. He was a pretty good guy, actually. But he'd come home from work and crank his audio gear up, and he had a huge sound system, mixing console, guitars, and he'd dive in the shower, and the music would get played. His son had a box set up on a HD in his bedroom, and it was enough. And I kind of profiled the guy because it was some of the same music I listened to, but I finally got mad about it and tracked him down, and I built the tape measure antennas. I had at least $8 into those two antennas, and pretty much tracked him to his house. I was just wondering, and I discussed it privately. That was one of them, and I've seen that happen also with scanners that sit by and somebody left the radio with box on. Now, the other one was, I'm stripping my mind here.
There's some APRS squawking going on, too, and that's also intentional. Almost thought maybe it was Wyatt, but, that's being investigated as well.
APRS ID, and that was my next question. I can't believe it. I love a good fox hunt. It's been a while. That was the next question. Is it actually IDN? Or if you don't want to answer, I guess I'd talk to you direct or something. I'll give you my number if you'd rather talk in person about it.
Sorry.
Right.
I can just say do what you want to do. Or I'll leave it at that. But anyways, Art, are you back in here?
Yeah, I am. I found the directions. I'm not certain I understand them. So, that may be me with the capers coming through. I've got my 710 set dual mode. One half's supposed to be APRS, the other's on just analog voice. So, if that's me, I'm doing something wrong, and I powerfully apologize.
It's coming through the peer repeater, but yeah, you definitely want to make sure you got your stuff programmed right. That's what I tried to drive home to keep the drive home last night, but it can definitely mess up a lot of stuff like any APRS. Go wide 4-4, you're gonna repeat from here to Ohio, Pennsylvania. So you're tying up all that infrastructure for no reason. Because you got your settings wrong, so it does happen. I mean, there is some stuff. Everybody, it happens to everybody. Talk on the wrong band or get stuff set up wrong. But as long as you're monitoring your stuff and you can see where it's transmitting, so it's all about learning. But you just got to be mindful that you could definitely tear up a lot of infrastructure.
Roger that. I just turned my power down to medium. This is K0ACP. Good copy still.
Power?
This is K0ACP on medium power. How am I sounding? Over.
255.
K0ACP on medium power. Any copy?
Like talking with somebody, I see somebody talking there. If you go to our website, you can find the voter there and see your signals on voting. And I'm wondering if you switch to low power. I see somebody talking, so I'll on to you. Give it up there.
This is K0ACP back on high power. I was at medium a little bit. I don't know if I was making it through. Over.
You're making it. I might be having connection problems with my internet, so FYI, I might probably on my end.
you're definitely making it on medium power. And I was wondering, can you go to low power?
This is K0ACP on low power, low power, low power. Any copy?
255 in the motor. Bouncing around a little bit, but you're still making it. Perfectly readable, no static, no noise, so that definitely works. I'm wondering if you get all tight, you can try it on a handheld, see if you can get it on the handheld. That'd be, really be the test.
Give me a second, and I'll see if I can get it programmed up.
That'd be cool. 145.31, negative offset, PL of 131.E on the transmit. KBWR. I forgot your name. Go ahead, OOE.
0-8.
I can copy you. I didn't catch the motor, but you're a little rough on the handheld, but you're still making it.
Good afternoon. 100 hours. Cloudy.
Is it easily switched to high power on the handheld? Can you bring it up for a second there?
I'm back in the inside now. Let me see if I don't use these enough to really know, so I'm showing my total ignorance, so don't think less of me.
No, I know how it goes. So, well, you were making it. I mean, I could hear you. You were noisy, but you could have, you'd have been able to make an emergency contact if you'd had to.
Well, that's really good to know. This is K0APP. Give me, just give me a minute and I'll see what I can do.
All right, Jeff, I'm out of here. You got to head to town. 73KB80OE. And if you need me, I'll just get at me and I'll shoot you my number.
I'll be here. KB at SWR.
Any media.
There's. We'll lighten up all the bars.
Yeah, I didn't hear that, Jeff. The other radio got you.
This is K0ACP on high power.
There's the guy that's over. Keyed up with you. Try it again, Art.
Yeah, this is K0ACP on high power. Kenwood D74. And a stick antenna. Standing in my front door.
Actually making the main receiver, which is in Guilford, better than in Conning, so could be just band conditions, but at least we know it works from there. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Definitely not here and not me.
I didn't catch that. Try it again. My handheld from Eatonville. Go ahead, Randy.
Wasn't anything wrong with that signal. I was impressed he got into the main receiver from there.
Yeah, well, I would chalk that up as maybe band conditions or a, you know, a tunnel, right place, right time, or, you know, just the right path. Because the handheld, that's, you know, that's quite a ways out for the main site, but it is up there.
Yeah, this is K0ACP. Yeah, I am fortunate. I am one of the higher points here on this part of the county, so I'm at like 670 feet.
Gotcha. Well, you're definitely back in the house on mobile around the base, because you're full scale into both the main site and the Pinconning site, so you're definitely making it.
Jeff, as I said, thank you so much. You've really answered a number of questions for me, and I think the most important one is that my radio here is working just fine. I was beginning to think that maybe I had an issue, but if I'm able to do all that with both my base here as well as my handheld, we know where the issue lies. Thank you so much, sir. I really do appreciate all you're trying to do.
No problem. Thanks for the test and trying it out. And all that jazz. Chat with you later. Keep it up there.
This is K0HTP. Thank you very much. 7-3, and I'm clear, and I'll have the radio on for a little bit.
Yeah, I'm guessing, Jeff, especially from ground level, that probably a direct line of sight, probably a good path right there from where he was at to the main receiver. I'd be willing to bet that he had some pretty good forestry to get through between there and the Pinconning site. So, and then obviously from the base radio, a little more power and a little altitude on it that he gets into both sites. So, I don't know, could be a little bit of band enhancement too, but I'd be willing to bet he's probably got a direct, almost direct line of sight right to the main site from where he was at, but good trip nonetheless. Any reason?
Yep, for sure. And Art, Sunday nights at 5 p.m. we carry the state HF net across the network. We bring it to VHF and UHF, so Sunday nights at 5 o'clock you can check into the state HF net through our system. Just an FYI. Just tooling across 69 here, going by Lapeer.
Roger that. If I'm around and able, I will try to listen on Sunday evening at 1700. Thanks a lot, and again, K0ACP clear.
Thanks for the help. What did you say, Randy?
Yeah, I doubled with Art there a little bit. Sorry. No, I was going to say, you're headed for the bridge, are you?
Bridgeport, yeah.
Well, that would be your westbound direction.
Yep. I left the yard about 3:30 this morning.
You done through the day then?
Done for the week. Yep.
Yeah. I think some of them 12-hour days.
I wish they would have left about an hour or an hour and a half earlier. Ran into traffic over there by Mississauga.
Yep. I almost rather drive in 94 traffic right in downtown there in the D than when it gets like that over there. That place over there, just like a zoo.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, buddy, I'll let you go. Put both hands on the wheel. I'm headed down the fence. I gotta take care of some business down there real quick, but For the record, yeah, I'm on board with that other stuff. I'm sure we can make something work.
I have to take a vote on it, make it official. Talk to you later, keep it up with her.
Exactly. But, I'm good with it. We'll figure out something.
Keep it up with her.
Any of you.
KD8OE mobile. KD8IGL listening. KD8IGL listening. KD8IGL listening. KD8IGL listening.
Good afternoon, 1500 hours, cloudy, 29 degrees. Good afternoon, 1600 hours, cloudy, 28 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 24 degrees.
KEAWUO.
Good evening, 1800 hours. Cloudy. 21 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Cloudy. 16 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Clear. 16 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Clear. 16 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy. 14 degrees. Thank you. Good evening. 23 hours. Clear. 12 degrees.
This is KFA FQN listening. KFA FQN clear.